Hi, Phil. It's Barry McKinnon here. And I just wanted to wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest birthday ever.
Oh, it's not a birthday, Barry.
Okay. So what is it?
It's an anniversary.
Okay. So, sorry about that, Phil. Phil, I just wanted to wish you, edit that part out, Bill. Here we go. Phil, I just wanted to wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest of anniversaries to you and your lovely wife and, you know, all the very best.
Hold it. It's not his marriage anniversary.
Okay.
It's his anniversary for being on the radio.
Gotcha. Okay. One more time with flavor.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Phil. It's Barry McKinnon here. And I just wanted to wish you a very happy, happy, happy 50th anniversary on the air. All the very best. Many more to come. We have lots of stories. We won't tell those on the air. I hope you're having a really good day and the next probably decades. And just keep on playing the tunes because that's what you do. So is that good enough?
I think it's good enough.
Yeah. Anyway, so that Bill, that went really well.
I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, like, just before we go, just get my jacket there. How old is he? I think he was filmed like 93 or something like that.
I don't know. He's getting up there.
Yeah, I was wondering. I bumped into him at the home there the other day.
Okay.
This is Dave LeBlanc. When I think about Phil Thompson, my first thought is he is a radio guy. When he first scaled the stairs at CJCB, which was not that much longer after I made that climb, little did we know, here is a radio lifer from Stellarton. He had radio poise and a lot of confidence. Remember in those days, there were a lot of DJs coming and going through the doors at the corner of Prince and Charlotte Streets. Phil, you did a tremendous job promoting your station and its programs. Your own program was and is always prepared and carried out in a professional manner. I've always admired your consistency as a broadcaster. Thank you for the friendship and the years we worked together. As the baker says, it was a slice. Congratulations. You've been at it a long time. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
I must admit, I didn't think much of Phil first time I laid eyes on him back in 76. Looked like a stiff breeze would blow him over. That was my first impression of the man. Took me about 20 years to warm up to him. Meant to tell him how good he sounds on air. But depending on the day of the week and the weather, sometimes it's hard to find Phil. It's amazing how young he still looks after all these years, but that's the product of doing nothing for 50 years. Oh, sure, he's a great guy, talented, kind-spirited, but did I ever think that he'd last for 50 years? Life is strange, folks. Live it while you can.
Oh, yeah. Dave Wilson here, Phil. Congrats. Quite the run.
Phil Thompson, 50 years in radio. Hi, I'm Don Sharp, and I've worked with Phil for a very long time. A darn good friend, a mentor. I learned a lot from Phil over the years. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of times that weren't so fun, but for the most part, it was great. I mean, when you think about it, not many people who enter this business last 50 years. It's a rarity. And the people that do all have one thing in common. They have a drive, a passion for the business, integrity, and, you know, it's in the blood, more or less. They have a lot of fun each and every day. Now, you know, not every show is a great one. Not everyone is happy at the end of their shift, but, you know, we do have some times that we have a lot of fun and say a lot of great things on the air. And when we do have a good shift, it makes you come back the next day and want to do it again. And Phil's been doing that for 50 years. And I know that he still has some gas in the tank, and there's a few more years yet to come. Phil, listen, buddy, happy 50th. 50 years in radio. Congratulations from me and everybody here at New Country 103.5.
Hi, Donnie Graham. Just had a flashback to 1976, working part-time at CJCB, when this young guy by the name of Phil Thompson moved in from Pictou County. And, you know, who would have thought that 50 years later, he'd still be working in radio? He's done a lot for the community, too. I mean, he has entrenched himself here, got married here, raised his kids here, became a Rotarian here. Phil, 50 years of radio and still sounding as young as ever. Hope you have a great one and congratulations.
Phil Thompson, congratulations on this 50-year milestone. Do you recognize me? When we first met 46 years ago, I was doing mornings on a station called CJCB-FM, soon to be hosting mornings on what that station turned into, the brand new CKPE-FM, Cape Country. You, I guess, were just starting your radio career at the similar time to mine. The only difference is you're still doing it, and I signed off from a Vancouver radio station 32 years ago. Phil, working together on Charlotte Street in the radio building with you for over half a decade was a pleasure. You were the consummate gentleman in the room, always calm, always in control, and your on-air personality was something that I strive to achieve in my career, and that is to be your true self when the microphone is turned on. I found that to be the secret to a successful broadcaster. So, my friend, from Doug Austin over here on the West Coast, my life in Cape Breton, surrounded by great people like yourself, has made a lasting impression on that life. Thank you so much, and enjoy this day with all its great accolades and memories. Hats off to you, your family, and many more years of success.
Hey, everybody. This is Gerard McMullen. I'm here to congratulate Phil Thompson on an amazing half century in broadcasting. Phil and I both started at CJCB way back in 1976. I was his newsman on the afternoon drive show in the early days. That's back when neither one of us could have guessed that anything could run for 50 years. Not a surprise today, though. Phil's personality, his love of music, and his passion for radio all came together to make this possible. Well done, Phil. 50 years in any industry is amazing, but 50 years behind the mic? That's legendary. Congratulations to one of the very, very best, Phil Thompson.
Hey, Phil. Your old colleague Greg McLean here to tell you I'm still alive and kicking and offering my congratulations as you celebrate the half-century mark in your radio career.
Hey, Phil. It's Ian Robinson here in Halifax. How are you? Wow, congratulations on half a century. 50 years of broadcasting in Cape Breton. Are you getting your own Phil at 50 stickers and t-shirts? I remember winning a radio t-shirt from you in 1979 by being caller number 9 and calling long distance from Big Bird Ore. That was a miracle to get through and be caller number 9. As a kid, I recall stalking you on remotes at Woolco and Sydney River, Yazer's Menswear, and the exhibition grounds in North Sydney. Great memories. In grade 9 at T.L. Sullivan in Florence, I wrote an essay about you, Phil Thompson. The teacher gave me a 16 out of 20. You read it on air and gave me a 20 out of 20. Thanks, Phil. In 1981, you gave me my first radio station tour, and it was a thrill to get to work with you later on in the mid-80s. Remember that mad truck race at Ski Ben Yon commercial I read that ran on the air? It was supposed to say mad tuck race, so thanks for catching the mistake on that one. Phil, your voice is a part of the Cape Breton radio tartan fabric. So thanks for being a radio role model for many of us and for blazing the trail. Here's to many more years of Phil Thompson on the coast, 50 years in radio, and he still has a full head of hair.
Mr. Phil Thompson, what can I say? From that guy on the radio to the DJ at the dance to Lindsay's dad to my coworker, you've been a figure in my life for my entire life, and I really mean that, because you have been on the radio for literally longer than I've been alive. Congratulations on 50 years, Phil. What an accomplishment. From me, Gina DeFlavio, and my family.
Hey, Dad, it's your son, Justin. Congratulations to my father, Phil Thompson, 50 years in broadcasting. That's longer than I've been alive. Incredible accomplishments on air, but also within the community. To name a few, you were on the Tim's tour. You were live on location on remotes all over the island, from Cape Smoky to Ben Yon. You emceed countless events across Center 200, the Savoy Theater, and all the outdoor shows. You played dances, wedding receptions, and anniversaries in every venue we've got, from the smallest fire hall to the Trade and Convention Center. People my age still talk about the Top 9 at 9. You've had your involvement in the Rotary Club and bringing events like the Ribfest to town, and of course, your work with Christmas Daddies. Great career, greater man. You the man, Dad.
Congratulations to my dad on your 50 years in radio, and I'm proud of you for following your passion that you wanted to do since you were a kid. I'm proud of you for how hard you've worked over the years, and for all of your accomplishments, and also just proud of you for being a good, kind, loving person. We're all lucky to have you, so thank you.
Hi, this is Kelsey McNeil. Congratulations, Phil, on 50 wonderful years in radio. I was fortunate to work with you at 94.9 The Cape as the island's first It Girl and morning co-host. I learned and laughed a lot thanks to you. Cheers to an incredible 50-year career, Philly, and many more to come.
The countdown is on!
Good morning, Phil. Wow, 50 years in radio. Phil Thompson, first-class broadcaster and involved in our community for 50 years. Wow, that's pretty rare milestone in any endeavor. Congratulations, Phil, on 50 great years. All the best, my friend.
Hi, Phil. It's Tasha Lee. Just wanted to say congratulations on 50 incredible years in radio. It was such a pleasure working with you, and your voice and passion have truly made a lasting impact. Here's to many more great moments. Cheers to you.
Hi, Phil. This is Perry McDonald. Wow. 50 years on the air. Now, I'm not sure if that makes you a legend or just someone who can't figure out how to retire. I remember when I was a kid, and I used to get so excited to watch you when you were broadcasting live on remote. And then I had the privilege of working with you in Sydney from 1985 to 1988. And you were generous and encouraging. And as I was just starting out in radio, you made me feel like I actually knew what I was doing and that I belonged, which, trust me, I'm sure it took some serious acting on your part. You set the standard for what great radio sounds like. And although I now live in Toronto, I still tune into the coast online to listen to you. Phil, here's to your 50 years of great radio and whatever comes next. Congratulations, my friend. Cape Breton and the coast listeners are lucky to have you.
Phil Thompson, 50 years in radio. Congratulations. It's Ron Young here, a Cape Bretoner living in Australia, and I just wanted to say thank you, Phil. I grew up in Cape Breton, hearing your strong, unmistakable voice, one of those voices that truly is radio. And when I reached out to you when I was a teenager, you didn't have to, but you did. You encouraged me. You guided me. And remember, you sent those Aircheck Factory recordings showcasing some of the very best talent across North America. Those were so inspiring. That meant more than you'll ever know. And I'll never forget being on the air in the late 80s with you, a full circle moment I'll always carry. But more than anything, Phil, your voice has been a constant, a beacon of warmth, connection, and community. You've always had that rare gift, making every listener feel like a friend and every friend feel like family. From one broadcaster you helped inspire to you, Phil, a true legend of the craft. 50 years and still going. Thank you for everything.
Big Daddy Thompson. Hey, it's me, Ronnie McKinnon. I'm here to say congratulations on 50 incredible years on the air, Phil. From the studios at Cape Breton to countless listeners' homes, your passion, humor, and heart really made an impact here on the island. Here's to you, my friend. What a legacy you've created. On behalf of myself and my late mom, Louise, you know how proud she would be. I just want to say thank you for being a real inspiration. I'm very proud to call you a friend and colleague. Buddy, you truly rock. Oldie style.
Hi, Phil. It's Robert Berry. And I want to wish you the absolute best on your 50th anniversary in radio. You were one of the first announcers I ever saw on a live broadcast back in 76 when it all began. I was just a kid then, so you can imagine how happy I was to get to work with you for over 10 years. Sincerely, all the best, my friend, as you continue following your passion for radio.
Hi, Phil. It's Wayne Sharper. I just want to wish you all the best on 50 great years of broadcasting. I still remember the Oldies Hour on CJCB from 2 to 3, one of my favorite shows. Don't tell anybody, especially my brother, but I still listen to you every morning on the middays, and you sound as good now as you did back then. Keep up the good work, and look forward to many years of hearing you in the future, Phil. Take care, my friend.
Oh, Phil Thompson just rocks on and on and on. Rock and roll, Phil!